From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
We're getting a break in the rain this weekend, but the cleanup from the wet weather continues. Right now, there are two Bay Area highways shut down. Some small businesses took a serious blow when their power was cut off for 4 days. Now, some of those owners fear they may not recover. And a levee breach flooded their town. Now, the people of Pajaro are asking for help, and they're taking that request all the way to the White House. Good morning. It is Sunday, March 26th. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Devin Feely. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with First Alert meteorologist Darren Peck.
This is going to be a pretty nice Sunday. Plenty of blue sky. We're going to turn down the wind. We're going to be near 60 for the daytime high, which is technically coming in a couple of degrees below average for many of these locations. But sunny and near 60 will take it. Make the most of this day. Make sure gutters are cleared and make sure that you've got things around the yard secured for a fairly windy Tuesday morning. Look at the approach of the next storm. This is the one that gets here late Monday night, and we're already seeing rain for Tuesday morning, and kind of the focus of it will come through right on the Tuesday morning commute. We're going to look at this storm in much more detail coming up in the complete First Alert forecast. I'll see you in just a few minutes.
Well, we start this morning with landslides and buckled asphalt closing down two Bay Area highways. Right now, a stretch of Highway 101 in the North Bay is shut down. The closure is from Lakeville Highway in Petaluma to Atherton Road in Novato. Now, the purpose is to enable Caltrans to work on gas lines. This closure will last for a couple more hours until 9 a.m. Drivers are being asked to take Highways 116 and 37 as alternates. On the peninsula, Highway 84 in San Mateo County is closed at Portola Road due to a landslide in the area. Now, the slide damaged the roadway, and Caltrans says this slide is still considered active. And because of that, they're keeping an eye on it, and there is no estimated time for reopening. The storm this past week knocked out power to thousands, and in Berkeley, some neighborhoods remained in the dark for days. Dalin talked to a business owner who lost a lot of money when the power went out.
A downed tree on Tuesday knocked out power to many businesses on Solano Avenue. Business owners say they lost power and internet for 2.5 days.
Many hungry customers disappointed by the sign in front of Deli Rama in Berkeley. Some say it's got the best pastrami sandwich in the East Bay.
It's juicy. It's got some good fat on it. Just tastes really nice with the toasted rye bread.
The co-owners Cash Karras and Anahita Khan hope to reopen the popular restaurant by next Thursday.
For the next 3 weeks, we're going to go back into pop-up mode, and we're going to do something fun in the space.
But they won't have the customer favorite, pastrami, for at least another month. That's because the power outage caused them to lose all of their perishable items in the refrigerator, including 2,000 pounds of meat.
A lot of people are bummed out because we don't have pastrami right now, but you know, the community has been so good to us, and I know that they're going to come out and support us and help us stay open, because this is such a tragic loss for us. You know, this is $100,000 in revenue that, you know, we're not going to have to pay our bills.
As of Saturday, supporters have donated about $15,000 to Delarama through an online fundraiser. They plan to use the money to buy a powerful generator for their walk-in refrigerator to prevent another setback.
Before we received the support, I almost thought that it may be the nail in the coffin for us to potentially close, which is something I didn't want to think about too much, but it was definitely on my mind.
Their neighbors lost money as well. Many small businesses shut down from Tuesday afternoon to Thursday.
And there was nobody on Solano Ave at all. Everybody knew the power was out and nobody was here. So there wasn't any money coming in for a couple of days, and it's going to make it hard.
As for the 8-month-old restaurant, Cash and Anahita believe with the help of their customers, they can weather the storm and thrive.
This is what keeps us going, is knowing that all of our loyal customers are going to come in and they're going to enjoy everything that we do.
Businesses here say they typically get their power back within a few hours. They say it was very unusual to lose power for 2.5 days.
Well, let's go ahead and check on the remaining outages across the Bay Area. This is PG&E's outage map. There are some lingering outages, mainly along the peninsula and in the South Bay. One of the hardest hit spots is near that mudslide in Woodside. Most of California is now out of the drought, so the governor has ordered water restrictions eased. Agencies across the Bay Area are expected to do the same, and that includes the main water district in Santa Clara County. This was Uvas Reservoir earlier this week, swollen and filled to capacity, with water cascading down the spillway. the very visible result of all of the wet weather we've had so far this year.
We've had drought for 3 years now. And just over the last few months, because of the record rainfall and snowpack, we moved from being in an extreme drought to being out of drought.
Nita Brajure is a senior water resources specialist with Santa Clara Valley Water. She says the Water District is considering lifting many of the restrictions that the agency implemented during the drought.
What that would entail would be calling off our mandatory water use restriction of 15% compared to 2019.
Nita says the Water District is also considering lifting the limits on how often people can water their landscaping. The current rule is just twice a week, and they're looking at making major changes to the so-called water police.
We're recommending that we would move away from the enforcement program and go back to our water waste education program, which we had before the drought.
The Water District is cautioning people not to abandon conservation altogether, because even an extraordinarily wet year, they say, is no guarantee of the water supply in the future.
We do want to maintain conservation even when we're not in drought, because the next drought could always be around the corner.
One of the Oakland Zoo's missing birds is back home. Now, six birds escaped the zoo during the recent storm when a tree toppled onto the aviary and ripped the netting. But a nearby resident spotted one of the birds just outside of their home, and zookeepers showed up at the scene and were able to lure the bird inside of the resident's house, where it was then caught and brought back to the zoo. Now, the zoo is still working to repair the damage to the aviary. Here's the massive tree that fell on top of it last week. And the good news is the zoo has recovered five of the six birds that got away due to that damage. A crew in Oakland rescued a great horned owl that was trapped in some netting in the Golden Gate Park. The bird is not seriously injured and is now with animal control. They will release it when it has fully recovered. Monterey County leaders and small business owners have launched a letter-writing campaign urging Governor Newsom to get the president to declare Pajaro a FEMA disaster area. But the chances of that happening appear to be slim. It has been more than 2 weeks since a levee breached on the Pajaro River, flooding much of the town and forcing thousands of residents to evacuate. Now, many of them are back home trying to salvage what's left. But the governor's office says Pajaro does not fit the FEMA disaster criteria. An emergency services spokesperson says Pajaro must show 1,200 homes are severely damaged or destroyed. So far, it can only list about 900. Now, since the January storms, President Biden has issued four disaster declarations for our state. The relief money and services are helping Northern California communities, including Monterey. But for Pajaro, a presidential disaster declaration would do even more than that. It would deploy FEMA workers and ground crews to help residents and businesses recover. International Workers' Day is just around the corner. It's also known as Labor Day or May Day. The annual march will be on May 1st, recognizing workers and the labor movement. The San Jose May Day Coalition is preparing for the event, making shirts and bags, patches, and other merchandise for the upcoming holiday.
Our call this year is unions for all. All workers have a right to organize. So it's important that we show solidarity with all workers.
Marches are set to happen around the world on May 1st. The San Jose Coalition is expecting a big turnout locally. Well, a popular music venue in East Oakland was getting ready to close up shop, but then the owners learned that the elbow room won't be shouldered out after all. Betty Yu has that story.
The Elbow Room here in Oakland is headed into its final week of shows, but it won't be the last time fans get to hear live music here. It's Saturday night, and the music is thumping at the Elbow Room. The Oakland outpost of the original Elbow Room in San Francisco's Mission District opened 5 years ago and features music from different genres. Co-owner Matt Shapiro has been bartending and booking shows at both venues for 20 years.
It's bittersweet. It's exciting. It's a long time culmination of, you know, a lot of efforts.
Matt decided he was ready for change last fall. He's planning to move to Germany to be with his wife. He and his business partner, Eric Cantu, became owners of the San Francisco location in 2010 after years of working there. The original eventually closed when the owner of the building sold it.
It means a lot. There's a lot of emotions attached to it.
On Saturday, the Elbow Room announced on Instagram that it officially found a buyer. They're two local guys who told them that they'll keep the name and plan to open in June.
It is special. It is my form of entertainment, and it is convenient for me to stay on my own rather than having to cross the bridge.
Longtime live music fan Robert Zorovic comes to the Elbow Room for the small acts and intimate experience. He was pleased to hear the news about his future.
I feel very good about that and looking forward to it, hoping they keep the traditions.
The last night under Matt's ownership is March 31st.
Are you ready for March 31st?
We'll see. We got a whole week ahead of us here.